Welcome to the Millennial Soul Food Podcast. I'm your host, Keontae. This is episode 31 with Mama Red, third generation conjurer and celebrity tarot reader based in Charlotte, North Carolina. Enjoy. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to the show, the Millennial Soul Food Podcast. As I mentioned, I'm your host, Keontae. And I just wanted to kind of get into some church announcements before we get into this amazing show with the fabulous Mama Red. I'm a little bit hoarse right now because I did a lot of talking over the Thanksgiving holiday. So first off, I am doing a 2022 New Year's manifestation webinar. This is going to be a workshop on December 30th at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, and it's going to be $22, representative of, you know, 22, $22, and it's going to be an hour-long workshop where we go through different techniques for manifesting. These are going to be metaphysical techniques as well as more practical techniques. So we're going to talk about using the planets to manifest. We're going to talk about different astrological transits that are going to be happening next year that will be important for different types of spiritual work or occultist work, whether that be looking at Venus to understand more about when it might be most apropos to do love magic, or looking at Jupiter to see when it might be the best situation or best occasion throughout the year to do prosperity and abundance work. So I'm also going to talk about mantras that can help reprogram your unconscious so that you are able to attract more of your desires and goals that are in alignment with the will of the divine. Because sometimes we do have goals, you know, that are legitimate, but they aren't really always in alignment with what divinity is looking for us to, or not even what divinity looks for us to accomplish, but more so what is really vibing with what we can do the best in. And sometimes you might come along and there might be a situation where you think it's the best, but then something else comes along and it might be even better. So that's something very important to consider. So we're going to talk about that. And then we're also going to talk about planning your New Year's rituals. So for me, I sometimes will do a 3-day or a 7-day ritual after the start of the new year, because it's a really important time for attuning your energy with the universe and understanding the different ways that you can use the different undulations and waves of energy throughout the year to work in accordance with your goals, your desires. So we're going to talk a lot about that kind of stuff. I'm going to do a quick assessment also in the workshop, give you a self-assessment to see where you are in your thinking about your abilities to manifest. So check that out. The information is on my Instagram. It's on my website. It's also the sign-up registration is through my link tree on Instagram. And then there's also a link on my website that you can use. So definitely support me in that. I'm also going to be doing a similar workshop on my Patreon for $13 tier members on December 12th at 12 p.m. Central Standard Time. So join the $13 tier Patreon if you're interested in supporting my work longer term. And if you do that, you also get access to over a year's worth of material. It's coming up on, I guess, almost, yeah, wow. It's coming up on a year and a half, almost 2 years that I've been doing the podcast, but a year and a half for the Patreon. So there's a lot of material in there, a lot of content. My readings are also open. Books are open for readings. Schedule those as you please at your earliest convenience. I'm also going to be doing New Year's tarot readings. So every year for the past several years, I've been doing New Year's tarot readings. So these are 12 card readings that are to kind of reflect over your past year and then to do some forecasting for your year ahead and some goal setting. So that's going to be my $88 special, 45 minute, 12 card reading. Lots of information that is packed into that session. Also, I'm announcing this for all my repeats. I have a lot of people who come back for those New Year's specials and those New Year readings. So just so you know, it's that time. So go ahead and book your readings, baby. So that's about it for me and the church announcements. This was a really great show. I really enjoyed talking to Mama Red. As we mentioned in the show, we met in Charlotte, North Carolina, whenever I was going to visit my friend, Music to Sigma, Chandler Robinson. We had a little meetup there with her and also James from The Conjure Cleaner. So it was a really fun time, but I wanted to have her on the podcast because she's definitely a heavy hitter in the occult scene, a third generation conjurer from Charlotte, North Carolina, and heavy roots in the South, celebrity tarot reader. So whenever we recorded this, it was around the time of the Day of the Dead and around Halloween. So keep that in your mind for context. But otherwise, enjoy the show. And please leave a review on iTunes. On iTunes. Please leave a review on iTunes. Let me know how I'm doing. Give me some stars. You know, support your girl. If you're listening to this right now, stop what you're doing right now. Think 2 seconds. Go leave a review. Leave a review. It really means a lot to me. All of your kind words. So without further ado, here's the show. Okay, so I want to welcome Mama Red.
Okay.
Trusted spiritual advisor, third generation conjurer, and celebrity tarot reader. You be having the readings. They be on point. They be on point with you. Be having receipts. I've seen more than a few receipts for your celebrity readings, you know.
Yes. Well, let me read my bill, child. You know, the bill.
So glad you got the sound effects here.
Yes.
You know. I'm going to try to incorporate a bomb or two or else some hand claps and stuff.
Yeah, we need something. Give us some type of spice. Give us life.
Because I do miss Queen Radio, you know.
Yes!
That's, you know, Nicki Minaj, because you did a reading about her at 1.2, didn't you? But uh-huh. I do miss Queen Radio, because I'm into her antics, you know, some of them. I'm into her as a personality on the radio until, you know, in real life she does actually, you know, support the kind of people she does, but anyway.
Oh, Lord.
Neither here nor there.
I love it, though. I love it. So thank you so much for having me. It's about time we finally link up, child, you know.
I know. It's been a roller coaster of a year, you know. So, but yeah, it was so good to see you and meet you this past summer for all the listeners and stuff like that. We met in July and it was really great. I felt like I had met you before. It was a little Carolina, Louisiana meetup.
It sure was. Shout out to my boy Music to Sigma, Chan, for putting that together.
Yes. And the Conjure Cleaner for coming out.
Yes, James.
That
yes.
was so funny. Yeah, it was a good time.
It was definitely vibes.
Y'all showed me a good time too. Charlotte is cute.
Yeah, we'd love to have you come back, child. You know, we got a little hospitality down here, you know.
I know. I low-key got a little family up there with y'all. It's cute.
Yes, we'll be here, child, when you come back.
What did you do or what are you doing during this time of year? I know this is a really spiritually potent time, you know, so what are you doing that you care to share?
Well, of course I'm doing my rituals for clients, a lot of conjure work. I am kind of tired too, so I've actually cut back on doing as many readings. My IG was blocked for a long time. a lot of censorship has been going on, so I have to like redirect, you know, how I'm doing things nowadays. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so I'm just trying to redirect some things. I have a lot of new products that I'm working on. Some great products for the marketplace for the spiritualistas. But I'm just taking it easy, just still grinding. It's the last quarter of the year and just wait and see what the ancestors got for me, child.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Yeah, I totally understand being fatigued and stuff. There's been a lot going on and astrologically too. And just in the news. And I feel like kind of like, you know, I love celebrity culture and stuff like that. But it's fun to be in the matrix like that. But at the same time, it's like, you know, we get caught up in it. And there's a lot of energy in it. You know what I mean? Like there's a lot of energy and all that attention that, I mean, that I give, you know, the culture and stuff like that. But it's kind of like, you know, you want to stay in the know. And I'm a tea girl too. But at the same time, whenever you're kind of like more in tune, it can be like a lot of energy to just like, you know, constantly consume all the information.
Yes, because you have to stay up on, like you said, what's going on and, you know, the pop culture and the gossipy side of it and, you know, who's saying what and who did what. So I like the tea too. You know, I'm here for pop culture, but I definitely understand where you're coming from about that, you know, being draining and all.
Mm-hmm. And then I'd be looking at the symbolism too, you know.
Offline.
I don't know. I mean, this isn't going up on Instagram or nowhere. So we can be, you know, we can talk.
We can be ourselves. Yes.
Yes. Not going up on YouTube. So feel free to talk about whatever, but it's a lot of sacrifice.
Oh, let me get the tail. Okay, let me get this veil. Come on.
My mother actually told me about this Jamaican man who was like, they were sacrificing a human. And then on the way to the police station, the car got ran over and he got died.
What?
Before he even reached the prison. And they were doing some human sacrifice stuff.
And what was this in Jamaica?
In Jamaica.
Well, you put me on to, I don't know if you want to talk about that now or not. You put me on to, you know what I'm about to say.
Oh, yeah, we can talk about it. Mm-hmm. This is all alleged.
Alleged. This all is for alleged, entertainment allegedly. Purposes. Entertainment purposes only.
Period.
But that situation that you was telling me about with like Kodak and the people that was on his label, the guy that died, I looked into that. It did look spooky.
It's very suspicious, you know, and even if it is just for the sake of, you know, moving pawns to get the king and the queen, but, you know, either way you look at it, whether you want to say figuratively it was sacrificial or, you know, sometimes some people got to go in that kind of lifestyle.
The industry is just requires a certain type of energy anyways to operate, I think. You know, when we start talking about conspiracy theories, people be like, ooh, they're being woo-woo and you know, all of that. So this is the channel for that. But with my friends, that's what we talk about.
Exactly. Period. I mean, he did have, you know, I don't know. I mean, because I practice Ifa and stuff, and there is animal sacrifice, but it's not like you just like, you know, throw them away and stuff. It's, you know, nothing is wasted and stuff. And also it's not like humans, so we don't, you know, it's against the teachings for me to like just go out and kill somebody. So that's some like different kind of stuff.
Okay.
But, it does suck that him, you know, because he had that album with the candles and stuff on it.
But you know what's so weird, he's ancient. You know, for a long time, he was actually afraid of some of this stuff. So it's kind of weird to see him kind of promoting it or talking about it or even embracing it, you know, because he was kind of against voodoo and, you know, his culture and stuff. You remember that? Do you remember that when he first came out?
Yeah, I do. But you never know what kind of reading people get, how the energy changes.
Yeah, you're right.
So, but yeah, it's some real tea going on out here. And for the people that peeps it, also, there's just a lot of, I think there's a lot, you know, that there's that part. And then also just, I don't know, the system, it's like going down. I'm trying to get all the Black people to get interested in cryptocurrency. Cause niggas can go to the casino and gamble $100 when you need to be investing that into some Bitcoin.
Yeah, you know what? I had my money in Bitcoin for a little while, but something happened with the actual server that we was on, and a lot of people's stuff got hacked. So the person who brought me in told me to take my money out, and I took it out. So that actually worked out for me. But I did have some money in it. Maybe I'll swing the block again, but.
Yeah, you should, because you can do, you're good at divination. I'll be doing divination. There was recently this one called Shiba Inu, my friend. Shout out to Tyler. And this one person I follow on YouTube, I've been trying to find more Black people. But I invested a little bit of money into Shiba Inu, and it had a 10 times increase rate over a month and a half.
So what? You gotta put me on to that.
Yeah, but my friend looks at the trends and stuff, and I'm learning more about it. And then we are doing divination. Do I need to withdraw at this time? Da 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 da. I did two different kinds of divination, withdrew my money, and you know, I hit a pretty lick with it. Not like nice. I'm saying I'm rich or nothing because I'm paying bills like everybody else, but is a great way to just kind of put some money somewhere and then, you know, bloop, 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 and you can do magic with it. So
I need to talk to you about that. We need to
have I'm a trying to get, because this is Uranus and Taurus, and just, you know, into astrology, Uranus and Taurus is all about, like, Taurus is money and Uranus is about sudden changes and surprise.
Yes.
So it's a lot of ways people, it's a huge transfer of wealth, you know? So people, okay, it's popping. It's like one day you see your money this way, that your Uranus effect, boom, boom. And it grows 10 times.
Nice. Yeah, so, yeah, I need to get into that. Because you know how people inbox me and be like, do you want to invest in
crypto? Don't talk to those people. No, no, because they will just hack your... My friend's Instagram got hacked the other day, and she's like, doesn't even really use it for shit like
what? That.
Yeah, and now they're just posting like, I made $5,000 from anime over on Winthrop Street. And it's like, my friend don't even talk like that either.
Right.
The hackers too, that's another thing, the astrology of it and stuff. You know, I be talking about astrology all the time. But it's it's the conspiracy isn't the word. This is just what it is.
The hackers, they are just out of control. The scammers are out of control. Ugh. I'm like, yo, it's giving people so much opportunity to do Black label, Black market shit that I think really that's why
it's hurting the market too in readings.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Because so many people are also getting ripped off, you know. And the sad part is the ancestors kind of told me, honey, that some of these scammers are making more money than the actual pages that they're, you know what I'm saying? The actual people who own the pages.
Oh yeah, I know they are. Yeah. Shit. Yeah. For real, because we need to get together and do a whole ass ritual or something like that.
Yeah, and you know what? I looked it up. I looked into, you know, a couple of these things. I mean, you know, I ain't gonna tell all the tea, but child, they definitely working like a well-oiled engine out here.
It's extensive.
They have networks.
I'm over it.
And they're feeding their families off of this, you know?
I mean, if you got a machine, pump out the usernames and stuff, everybody is talking about the damn scam artists. Like, this is some 2021 for real, like, hacker shit, you know?
Yeah, they've been going hard. They've been going hard.
Regulation also. And also the fact that Instagram, these platforms should have been paying us, like, a long time ago, you know? Like, TikTok has the creators fund and stuff, but we brought so much money, you know, we do monetize our services and stuff like that, but it's like, y'all niggas is fucking eating on us.
They are. Period. And I honestly kind of think you know, just me and somebody, you know, was talking about this, you know, another spiritualist was talking about this a few weeks ago, that a lot of people who are like authentically themselves are not necessarily pushing the love and light, you know, narrative. We're not, you know, hood and fight, but we are like in the middle, you know. Mm-hmm. I feel like we're kind of being shut down or
exactly.
And I don't like that.
It's stupid. I was trying to look into some other platforms. I forgot. Is fan based? Like, is that Black or something like that? I don't know. It's already not. But anyway, child, let's get back. Let's get back to the real shit about period. The real reason that we together right now. So where did the name Mama Red come from?
Okay, so Mama Red comes from the fact that I work with a lot of maternal spirits, a lot of women, mother spirits, a lot of Lama Damas, a lot of ancestral women. And I was just like, what should I call myself? And I was like, I don't want to make this little, you know, crazy name up and I don't relate to it. And spirit just say Mama Red. And it's like a term of endearment. It's also a term of respect, because I speak from like a older woman spirit that's in your family, like somebody like your auntie or your mom or your grandma. I kind of come off like that. So,
I love it. My grandma, my grandma's favorite color was red.
Yes,
it is red. Mm-hmm. Is very powerful too. I love that you always have that in your aesthetic and stuff too. You're like a third generation conjurer. So what was it like? You grew up in the Carolinas, but what's your like family lineage like?
I grew up in Virginia. I'm from Virginia, but I moved to Carolina about 5 years ago. But my roots more so was like in the church. So I grew up seeing my grandma do like tinctures, certain type of advice and readings she would do. My great grandmother, like the prophetic, she was a mother of the church. Excuse me. take a little sip, honey. Hold on. Yeah, so she was like the mother of the church. So people would come and get prophetic words from her. They held rank in the Baptist and Pentecostal church. So I kind of grew up seeing them do certain things a certain way. And from there, I just added my own twist to it. And seeing that I am a conjurer, a necromancer, I'm still able to somewhat communicate with their spirits too. So even in the afterlife, they still give me direction. They still give me clarification and communication, you know, doing the type of divination work and stuff that I do. So it's beautiful and scary at the same time.
I love it. Before, I love a good old prophesy.
Yes.
That's definitely one way that spirit speaks to me, and the one definitely a way that I speak to other people.
I love it.
And kind of, you know, a smart ass Capricorn. But sometimes you just need those. I have people like that in my life too. I know you probably are that person for a lot of people. You just need them. You just need them to sit you down and prophesy to you. Be like, you're in this situation right now, but you don't know it, but you're going to be out of it in a few years. And you were going to look back. I have people tell me that kind of stuff. I just remember years ago, people, you know, it's prophesying, but before, you know, all this Instagram psychic stuff, like we've been doing it. But I do like that. I have roots in the Baptist and Pentecostal church too. But it is interesting because it's like, you know, not really even using, some people use cards, but you know, it's more,
You don't Christian. Have to.
It's more Christian to do it from intersection with the Lord, you know?
Absolutely.
And be like, I was speaking in tongues and I saw so much. And it's like, oh yeah, mediumship with, and you also, I'd be wondering, sometimes I feel like the different churches conjure up different kinds of spirits.
Ooh.
Because I know it is rooted in the church, but also, you know, it's a lot of sexual energy in the church too. and a lot of symbols and stuff. So I mean, I do think, you know, I believe in Jesus and the Christ and all that kind of shit, but yes. You know, every church has a particular energy and energy of people who, you know, get together and, you know, the spirits they carry with them and stuff. So
absolutely,
I don't know, I do be feeling like some people may be conjuring up something, and then some of it, you know, of some of it is conjuring up an illusion of, you know, material bullshit.
Yeah. And you know what's so funny, I have 2 points to make. The first one was, I remember someone saying that it was a pastor in my hometown who was using a spirit of greed, like a conjuring of a spirit of greed, to continue to fund his church and get people to put offerings in the plate, child.
So, it's real though,
baby.
That's not to get be a nerd, but that's that ancient Greek kind of talk.
I'm
when
telling
they
you
about spirits of inspiration, of greed, of anger.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not just like a, you know, a monster that's, you know, like Golem or some shit. This is like a spirit of anger, of jealousy, of greed, especially that can, you know, because tithing, yeah, all of it, it is a spirit of greed, and that makes total sense. And you can do that very covertly with the Bible and the church. Give
and
from
able.
Thine pockets, or thine is a horse lot.
Okay.
Anyway, no.
You are crazy. I love it.
You
yes.
know. But you know, everything relates to being a whore and a slut at the church. When it's like you the one looking up the skirt. So
I'm telling you, and with the little boys and talking about
yeah, I was not in. I actually wasn't in the choir. My mama tried to make me be in it, and I like lip synced the whole time. And then the choir director noticed it because I didn't like none of them. And I had flipped off because they're kids and stuff. Yeah, I was a mean gay child, but I had to be. But anyway,
not a mean gay child.
I would curse everybody out. Like, I'm not kidding. You met me before in real life.
Okay. don't get it twisted, honey.
All my life I had to fight. But yeah.
You are crazy. My friend is crazy, but but you right though. You right though. But you know something else I was gonna say too. About the excuse me, about the like the prophet actually reached out to me and they said that, Mama Red, I just appreciate what you're doing, even though people say that, you know, the church says that there should be against this. I don't feel like a negative vibe about you. I feel like you're really authentic, and everybody can't get to a prophet. Everybody can't get to a pastor. Everybody can't get to a priestess, you know? So having readings and just having this type of communication with a spiritualist, it really helped me out because you're more available than someone else who would be in one of those positions. And you know what? I said, you touched my heart, child.
Wow.
Yeah,
I love it.
So,
and less bias too. Less, you can use freer to say shit you need to say.
So that touched my heart. So you know what? That's very nice. Yeah, because he was like, I'm normally not into this. You know, of course, he was raised not to be into stuff like this. And I don't have to use tarot cards. Don't get it twisted. A lot of people are like, but you have to use the cards. You know, that's just a tool. You know, sometimes those tools can drain you if you're dealing with a lot of energy one-on-one. And I like a barrier. I don't want you to touch my spirit all the way. Touch me through my cards. Yeah, through my cards.
Right. It is a good barrier.
Yeah, so it's just a tool I tell people too. I don't have to use tarot cards, but I prefer them and I love them.
Yeah, I also, because you know, people be talking about how tarot cards are like European and stuff like that. I like, you know, I'm not a white apologist or nothing like that, but it's at the end of the day, it is all a medium and stuff. And you know, I practice like a myriad of different stuff, and I kind of actually like the traditional Rider-Waite, even though it, you know, has like the European looking white people and stuff on it. I don't really care about that. I'm just kind of like, I like the symbolism and stuff, you know?
Yes.
And my twist is like the way that I talk about the cards.
That's right. That's right. So, and unfortunately, there's not a lot of decks that kind of cater to people of color, like other than like the traditional playing cards, you know, because that's also a way of divination that doesn't have any faces or anything, you know, associated with imagery.
I want to find, I would love a deck that is like just modeled like right after. I haven't found any decks that I'm like.
The Hoodoo Tarot deck has Black people and people of color.
Oh, yeah. It's not like the Rider Waite, though.
No, it's not modeled after. Yeah.
But I do. That deck is powerful. I have the Akamara deck.
The Akamara?
Akamara.
Hmm.
It's,
and these
it's
are colored deck. People?
Huh?
These are people up there?
Yeah, Black.
Hmm. Okay.
And then, yeah, but there's actually some pretty good decks out there like that. I have like maybe 5 in rotation that I'm using right now. But yeah, I do like the cards because they are a good barrier. What are some ways that you like keep yourself grounded, I guess, doing all the spiritual work that you do?
Well, cleanliness is next to godliness, child. So I try to stay clean. Purr. Okay. Delay, yes, child. So I be trying to take my little spiritual baths, child. So
I shame.
Keeping my baths up is good. Being in nature is good. Smoking weed, child. You get my bell.
Can we get a bell ring? Can we ring
okay.
that bell?
Okay.
Period.
For real. Just to get my mind, you know.
Okay, so girl, so did you used to be a nail technician?
I did. A celebrity nail technician.
Wow.
Many clients in a very popping nail salon. Very much so, yeah.
Oh my God. What was that life like?
I loved it. I'm very big into beauty and all things beautification. So, that goes back to a lot of products that I make now. Some of them are centered around love and beauty and self-care and all of those things. So I just switched it all over to my spiritual practice as well.
Do you know what your three are in astrology?
What my who?
Your sun.
I do, but I don't share them openly. But I'll tell you my sun and my moon.
Oh, yeah.
Taurus moon, Aries sun.
Oh, wow. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. So I like to eat fat stuff and be pretty on the low and just be lazy too on the side of working and getting stuff done. So all the beautification and money things.
Mm-hmm. Whatever.
But yeah, the salon was really popping. It was a lot of people who kind of, even now when I think about it, it's like, oh, I can kind of get a little sad, but this is more of my calling, you know, sometimes with certain things. Have went out of season in your life, and you know, ancestors is like, it's time to move on, and you kind of be like, oh, I don't know. But it's been very much of a blessing to kind of leave that part of my career behind at the moment so I can step fully into my role, because it can be a lot going back and forth.
Okay, so I did want to talk about some differences between Hoodoo in the Carolinas and down here in Mississippi and Louisiana. Because I did notice definitely that y'all do use different materials, you know, and I mean, it's just different regions of the country and stuff too.
What did you notice, like, as far as like the materials that were used or the methods? Like, what would you say? So I can kind of get an idea of what you mean as far as like the practicing.
Well, for one, definitely the difference between like Catholic, Catholicism and Protestant, because it's really heavily Catholic down here.
Oh, uh-huh. Yep.
So, and then yep. Y'all just have different kinds of like trees and stuff up there and different kinds of plants, you know. I don't know. Do y'all use bay leaves a lot?
Yeah. We do a lot of root work here. And that's another thing too that kind of differentiates like hoodoo from like a lot of people are like, well, what's the difference between hoodoo and voodoo? Because some of us work with spirits and some of us work just with the natural elements, the roots, the herbs, the conjure side of it. So yes, it's a lot. We do a lot of backwoods stuff here, going outside in your backyard and doing stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so yeah, but it was mostly like the Catholic and Protestant thing. And then you know, well, I guess I like to burn frankincense a whole lot, but I don't know if that's really rooted in Catholicism, but because it's still like Christianity stuff too. But yeah, I did kind of just notice that a little bit. And then I guess like Gullah Geechee culture also is like pretty, it's similar, but pretty different too, you know? I don't really know too much about like Gullah Geechee culture and spirituality.
I just recently found out maybe a couple of years ago that that's what my, some of my lineage was through my ancestral.com-ish stuff that I've taken out that I've done. Yeah, and was able to trace it back to a certain place in West Africa, and that being a port in the Virginia area that I grew up in. And some of my ancestors actually came from that walk too. So I'm kind of still familiarizing myself with some of the like the practices, but I have been able to connect with some of my ancestors and distant relatives that are like in South Carolina, like in Charleston area and stuff like that. So I know that their way of practicing is like very old. Some ways they don't really tell a lot of people about like how they do certain things.
Mm-hmm.
Like as far as workings and stuff like that go.
Yeah. It's more kind of a closed tradition.
Yeah, it is. But it's very interesting though. It's very interesting because it's so what's the word I'm looking for? Somewhat undiluted, because they don't really let certain people into that area of their walk, their spiritual walks. So some of the things that they still do are still practiced like directly from like the African, whatever the African tribes that they were associated with prior to them coming here. So
yeah, there's a lot of geographic barriers too, because there was an island or something, wasn't?
Mm-hmm.
Like the where the ships came from Africa, or I guess like Caribbean too.
And they also have some Creole that's in there as well.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Some dialects are like Creole because people kind of get it misconstrued. They're like, Loretta, are you from New Orleans and stuff like that? I know, baby. I do have people there, ancestors that were from there, but it's a dialect of Creole mixed with like West African and certain words that are like dialects, different tongues and stuff. So
mm-hmm. I love it. Wow. So I wanted to pop over onto your celebrity readings. So what are some, like, have you ever had any like creepy things happen when you've done celebrity?
Oh reading? My people god.
Halloween time.
Okay. Look, cue the scary music, please, somebody. Okay. Yes. Okay, so I did a reading on Kim Kardashian, and okay, these things are allegedly, you guys. Okay, there's once again, entertainment purposes, allegedly. Only. Okay, so I did a reading on Kanye and Kim, and whatever I tapped into, it must have been some shit. It must have been like the truth, because later that night, I popped up in bed and I literally seen a spirit that was remotely viewing me, and I'm not sure if your viewers know what remote viewing is or something like that. Is basically where someone can see you but not be in the actual location that you're in. Are you familiar with that?
Mm-hmm.
And this scared the hell out of me. And they weren't trying to hurt me or anything. It was more so looking to see who I was and what was I going to do with this information and, you know, like, who do I think I am to tap into this? So that's how I know that whoever this family is, that's whoever their spiritual workers are, they're legit.
Wow. They're legit because
they tracked me down and they looked at me like, who the fuck is this girl reading or tapping into our energy field? You know what I mean?
Dang.
So that was one of the first scariest shits. And I'm like, what the fuck? And then, of course, my ancestors was like, you good. Like, don't worry about it. Like, they just kind of wanted to know who you are. Why were you requesting this information with them? But it was some real shit. I was pretty scared. I'm not gonna lie.
Wow, they do have a lot of spiritual protection.
Oh, yeah. So I don't know if it was like a worker that is like with their family or if this is like some type of guardian spirit that they have over their family, you know?
Wow.
That was one thing. I've had some creepy, okay, I tried to do the Michael Jackson reading. I still have not been able to manifest getting this reading to the public yet. I honestly don't feel like his spirit is at peace. I don't feel like it because the first two times, first two times of me trying to do this reading, my camera kept cutting off and it wouldn't turn back on and it was just acting really weird. I'm like, what is going on? Like, you don't want the story to come out? So I've been set back a few times at trying to get Michael Jackson's actual reading out. So
you never know. Wow. In tranquil spirit.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Cause I don't feel like he's at peace or either spirit doesn't want whatever it is to get out, you know? Because you know the tea be hot, honey. When the tea get to spilling, the tea is hot.
Hella hot. Do you have any recommendations for people or warnings? Like, you know, because that's some to tap into. It can be kind of
dangerous, yeah,
untrained.
I would say make sure you're prayed up. Make sure if you have a spiritual defense system. I always work with my ancestors and Archangel Michael. Certain energies that you have in place to protect you, always do some type of cleansing. And also some people who are kind of trying to get into this, is not that anyone can do it, but you kind of need to be called to tap into and to deal with certain energies. So of course you can learn, you know, anyone can learn something, but it's a little different when you're kind of called to do some things. Does that sound about, is that resonating? Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense for sure.
Okay.
It was just happened kind of naturally. But for sure, people who are extra sensitive, make sure that you have your defenses up, and prayer is really important.
Yeah, and I believe in prayer. A lot of people, you know, they're kind of away from the church now. They don't know who to pray to anymore. You can still be in love with God and in tune with God and not go to church. You know, so some people be like, how do you practice hoodoo without the Bible? You can, but majority of hoodoo is the Bible. Exactly. So a lot of people, when they come to me, yeah, and they're looking for spells and kill my baby daddy and stop me from getting evicted. And I give them a Bible verse and I say, pray this over seven times. For 7 days, three times a day, morning, noon, and night, da 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 da. And I tell you to do this in your closet. Like, they're like, Mama Red, I don't want to do that. I don't know. They want something else, but they don't understand this is how certain people make certain things happen. You know what I mean? And my ancestors always tell me, don't forget your Bible in your workings. Like, you don't have to be in church or you don't have to be, you know, Christian or identify with that. Because, you know, a lot of people our age are kind of moving away from that type of mindset, but a lot of energy and ashe has still been placed into this book. I'm not advocating for the Bible or some crazy stuff in there, but I do know certain verses prayed over a certain amount of time for a certain amount of days get certain results. And I'm just signing them, co-signing on that. So
okay.
But that's the basis of kind of the type of hoodoo that I practice. What do you think? Like when people talk about like hoodoo in the Bible and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely do think that, I think the Bible is a really important part. And some people, you know, they choose not to use the Bible, but hoodoo is kind of like, you know, I think the reason it is the way it is because we had to like hide certain aspects and use Christianity. So that's the reason that, like, you know, the Bible is so important, because it was, you know, used as, I guess, like a tool to carry on our shame, but in a different form, to, you know, use it a different way through the scripture.
Yeah.
Not like, you know, through like odus and like we have an ephah or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or parables, you know?
Yeah.
Parables and like spells and stuff. Because parables, the ones in Proverbs and stuff, and, you know, all that, those are good for, you know, reversals and Ezekiel, all that kind of stuff. So, because you're, you know, reciting a parable, and a lot of you know, ancient mystical text is like a parable, but it's like an incantation almost.
Right. And it's like, that's kind of where I teach or kind of tell people when it comes to hoodoo. I'm going to get into teaching more about hoodoo, but I'll just probably take it to my website. Because Instagram is hairs, fucking bitches. But you can't even be yourself online. I hate it, bro.
Algorithm, like, y'all are getting on my nerves.
They just trying to keep the good ones down, child.
Period. They trying to let the washed out ones through and shit. I'm like,
And I hate that, because they're not that popping. People want some realness. I need grease in my bacon. I need bacon grease, child.
All right. what kinds of projects are you working on right now? Do you have anything that you want to talk about with the people? Or?
Oh, yeah. So I dropped my Tarot University book a few months ago, and that's been doing very well. Sales kind of slowed up because I'm not really promoting as much, but I'm about to do another round of promotions for that. But in that Tarot University book, a lot of people are kind of like, how do I read cards, or how can I get into tarot? they're always asking for like one-on-one sessions. So I decided to write a book, and I think it's one of the first books of that kind by a woman of color to kind of explain. I'm not going to say I'm the first ever, but, or the first who will, you know, only do this type of book, but I feel like it's a big accomplishment, because a lot of people have purchased their own decks, and they're actually going out doing their own readings and stuff now. So that was pretty major for me. And I also have a line of Rich Bitch products that are about to drop. I also have a Rich Bitch book and Rich Bitch ebook that is coming, honey. And she's already done. I'm just getting my promotions and campaigning and stuff in the background together for that. So that'll hit hard, you know, like two bases in the trunk, you know, when it drops. So yeah,
yes.
Yeah. I've been really big on
oils. Work so well. I love the oils. I still use
them. Oh, yes. Do you have a lot left? Do you need more?
Yeah, I have. Well, I mean, I always take more. You know, I've been telling everybody about it. So, you know, yes. I get some advertising out for you, baby.
I love it. So, well, look, what has been your experience with, because you use the Sweet Dick Willie oil, which is like an attraction, sexual, lusty oil. What have you been getting from this, honey? What is it giving?
Very hot. Like, people will be like, loving the energy. I don't want to get too graphic on here. Even in these streets, and even being out, like sometimes, because I mix it with it's like this amber vanilla scent that I have that I wear, and I jokingly call it my ocean spray.
Ooh, I love it.
But I like wear that, and I get so many compliments. People be like, "Ooh, what is that? What is that you're wearing?" And then I also meet like really cool people, because whenever I put it on, I'll say stuff like, "May I meet people who open roads for me?" And da 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 da.
Yeah. So
I'll say a little thing with it. And yeah, girl, it's hot though.
Yes. All the boys have been having so much fun this summer. I have another oil that's about to drop. It's called The Wealthy Gentleman. And this is the male counterpart for the female Rich Bitch oil.
Oh, what?
David, for real. It's gonna hit like that. It's gonna hit like that because you know the sweet dick is more so for sex and stuff, but y'all need some money. So everybody like Red, help us get some money, help us meet some people with some money.
I know, because it's kind of too much dick and not enough money.
Friend, you is not lying, but
it's true. I'm tired of it. I need a nigga with some money.
I love it. Ain't gonna lie. I fucked around with what Jezebel wore not too long ago. Baby. Then got my boots smoked, bitch. God damn. Ah! That thing. Winnie the fucking bell, child.
All right. The bell. Winnie the cool off, period.
That thing was banging. I said, shit. No wonder y'all like this oil. I got to stay away from this.
Oh, get it. Get you in trouble.
Oh, I was in trouble, child. Big trouble. And my old ass, I swear I'm old, child. I ain't even that old, child, but my spirit be old. I said, bitch, I can't handle it like this. Lord, I ain't doing like this.
Turn out.
That thing was singing, child. I said, okay, I see what's going on now with this. Okay.
Oh, my God. Sometimes it surprises you like that.
Oh, man, it was crazy. It was amazing, though. So, that was actually very thankful. I'm like, okay, Mama Red, because I use my products, but I like to, like, you know, like you and others try them out and see how you feel about them, get different viewpoints on it. So yeah, I'm very interesting to say the least. But my oils are some of the best conjure oils on the market. I don't give a damn who you are, what you do. Mama Red's oils will help your life. Okay,
I say
it will help your life. So I'm thankful for. To be able to create products that are in alignment with where people are manifesting and what they're looking to bring into their lives. So that's really been so good. And I'm thankful for my spirits that work with me to make things like that happen. So, yeah.
Amen. Amen. I love it. Well, thank you so much for coming onto the show.
Thank you for having me, Keontae. You know, this I love you.
Kiki.
It was some tea too, honey. The tea got spilled. But I'm gonna say a little quick promotion. I'm back on IG Live now because the bitches gave me my privileges back. But I'm gonna have to keep it real cute, child. Probably can't do too much, you know. Keep it real cute.
Cutie, so, talk about, you know, keeps.
I know. I'm gonna keep it suit my bang, baby. Okay.
Keep it cute.
But I'm doing this wheel. And Jada Pickett Smith reading tomorrow, child. So,
we're
gonna be getting into them. Mm-hmm. You need to know what's going on, the thing is saying, what y'all got going on.
You do like a live once a week, huh?
Yeah, that was the thing that I was trying to do, but you know, IG had me shut down for almost a month, basically.
But now,
about 3 weeks.
You back to it. So yes. Well, do you have anything else that you want to promote?
Not at the moment, but anyone who's interested in my product, you can check me out at Vibes with Mama Red, VibesWithMamaRedd.com, as well as on Instagram.
Ashe. Well, thank you. So are you on TikTok too?
I'm on TikTok, and it's the same name as my Instagram, Vibes with Mama Red. Yep.
Yeah, your TikTok's popping.
Yeah, but you know what? I just don't feel TikTok audience. I mean, you don't speak to my soul.
They also don't. How do you feel about them either? They don't support, really.
No, don't.
Y'all
and they know it all. I'm like, bitches, how y'all know it? How do y'all know more than me on my page? Get on your own page, your own shit, child, y'all.
Can go. Fuck all y'all. I'm kidding. No.
Okay. Wow.
Oh my God, that was such a fun show. Thank you so much for tuning in. As I mentioned, there is a webinar that I'm going to be doing, a workshop on 2022 New Year's Manifestation, December 30th at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Tickets are $22. They'll be available on my Instagram. Look at the link tree and also on my website. Also, December 12th, Patreon. at 12 p.m. Central Standard Time. Also, replay is going to be available for both of these, but I'm going to be also doing a similar workshop. So if you want to join the Patreon, support your girl, this is going to be for the $13 tier specifically. And then you also have access to all the other content from the past year and a half. Readings are open, bookings are open. I'm doing my New Year special 12 card reading, $88 special, 45 minutes. Reflect over the year, do a little forecast for your year ahead. As always, thank you so much for your support. Please, like I mentioned at the first part of the podcast, go leave a review. It really means a lot to me. Otherwise, I am wishing you the best, and I love y'all so much. Peace and blessings. Mwah.